Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Here's a great story of how following God's calling can map out a life of success and influence and keep you pretty grounded along the way. Dean Geyer's story is a story that has all the elements of Open House, life, faith and culture. Dean came third in the 2006 series of Australian Idol and is one of the few people to have built a sustained career from Australia's many talent shows. He released a solo album, scored an acting role in Neighbours and before long found himself in the bright lights of Hollywood. He joined the cast on Glee last year, combining both his music and his acting ability. I expect it may well be a taste of many more big roles to come. Dean Geyer, welcome to Open House.
How are you doing?
Fine. Thanks so much for sparing the time for us, Dean. Firstly, congratulations on how far you've come in your career so far over so few years. Is there one highlight you can name above the rest so far, Dean?
Definitely for me, what sticks out is how I first got my big intro into the industry, and there has to be Australian Idol, kind of my first taste of the limelight. The success in Australia of Australian Idol at that time was a big deal. Huge on TV, hugely successful, and
yes,
we kind of got thrust into the limelight very quickly. So that whole experience of having to get used to being recognized along the way set things in stone for me for how I wanted to attack the next few steps of my life.
How old were you at the time that you entered Idol back in 2006?
20.
Wow.
20 years old, maybe 19, 20. Yeah.
Are you the kind of person who grabs that and confidently pushes through, or is there a bit of fear in the equation, intimidated by the whole thing?
Back then it was just grab it and run.
Yes.
You know, I've always had that family and obviously faith background, and there was never really a sense of fear or failure. It was just always, everything was always so exciting, and I just looked forward to it, whether it was good or bad.
Music wasn't actually always your biggest passion. You were very committed to sport and martial arts.
Yeah, that's right.
So when did you and how did you make the shift to music and why?
I'm not too sure. I don't think anyone, my family and friends knew either. I was big into rugby and athletics in school, and I guess my introduction to music was my last year of high school, and I got together with two of my friends. I've always really had a passion for music, and I've always been kind of that little performer kid in front of his family. But I think once I picked up the guitar and realized that I can start writing music, the last year of high school, that was my year where I got a taste of it, and I never went back.
You're very open about your Christian faith on Australian Idol. What did that mean to you? Why were you so up front?
I've always just been up front about everything in my life. I guess I was raised to, if you stand for something, don't be afraid to voice it.
Do you think your faith impacted on others around you and more broadly out in the audience? What was the response?
Definitely. I know a lot of people these days are kind of on and off with their faith, especially these days. People that are on TV definitely have an influence. If my passion for faith and for God can push someone, you know, who's on the fence, whether they believe or not, if that could push them to have more of a passion for God, then, you know, if I touch a whole 10, 20, 30, 100 people, that's fantastic.
Do you think it really helped you as you pushed through Idol, that perspective?
Oh, for sure, for sure. That and the fact that my family is so faith-based, everyone's got to realize, I mean, I'm sure you realize that you have to walk the walk with fellow Christians. I mean, it's not always going to be that easy, especially in the industry that I'm in, but I'm just so lucky to have the family that I have as that sort of solid base.
I'm sure. You're quickly signed by Sony, really living the life and living the dream. Then you were dumped after your first album. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I mean, obviously, in hindsight, it's probably for the best, but the whole process of building that album wasn't necessarily what I thought it was going to be. Not really having a lot of creative control of my music didn't really sit well with me, so I felt like I just had to move on. And then, of course, the Neighbours came along.
Yes.
Yeah, that led me into my next stage.
Had you ever considered acting?
Not really. I mean, said as a kid, I was always sort of a performer, but no, not really. Not really. It wasn't on the cards for me back then.
So how did you handle that?
I took it as being a great opportunity. As I said, I was always, every opportunity that came up that I felt was right and I felt God was telling me to take, I dove head first. It was fantastic. I met my American manager through that show. It was only 12 months on Neighbours.
And then Hollywood came calling. And yet you say that showbiz was never your intention.
I did want to take my music. You know, I always knew that I wanted to come over to the States, obviously, because this is really the hub for the entertainment industry. So whether it was music or acting, I knew I was going to end up here at some point. If I look back, if you ask my 22-year-old self what I would be doing, this is definitely not what I would have thought.
You'd have pinched yourself to believe what's now unfolded.
Yeah.
So why do you think it's unfolded as it has for you?
It's just sort of one of those things that you take step by step. You know, obviously I have set goals for myself. My goals back then were very big. I mean, I was dreaming very big. And it got to a point where I'm at the stage where everything is very intense. It's very competitive.
Yes.
And so you just have to set reachable goals every week or every month. And that sort of helps you get through things.
Does it help also to have a sense of a bigger picture beyond the industry, beyond the business, where so many people get their identity and your identity is elsewhere?
Funny you ask that, because I recently did an acting workshop where the acting coach was talking about living an interesting life is going to create interesting work. And that really stuck with me, because sometimes it's really hard to get caught up in the work, especially because this is not really my home. You know, obviously I didn't grow up here. I don't have my close friends. My family's not here. I just realized that you have to live your life. You have to have two lives. Well, I have to have two lives, and obviously my work life is here. And I also have to live my life as Dean, you know, not as Dean Guy, the performer. And I mean, that's in the last couple of months, I definitely felt like I almost got caught up in just wanting to work. Being an actor is unemployed. Sometimes it can engulf you. Recently, yeah, I mean, I've just began to find my identity again.
So now to Glee, where some of Hollywood's best and most recognizable actors feature. How did you manage to score that role?
One of those things where the auditions are hot. You know, it was at the stage where there was kind of like two or three auditions a week, probably even more actually. And you kind of bounce off two or three projects. Fox, which Glee's over here, that's the network. Fox, I guess they knew me from the previous show, Terra Nova. So they knew my work. They knew that another project I was auditioning for was kind of interested in hiring me. I think that maybe pushed them over the edge. It's the whole process. You go through four or five audition stages. Audition in front of the network, you have to audition in front of producers and the directors, and then I did a screen test. And so it's just staying strong through all those auditions. It's hard because you can't really expect too much during the process, because if you get too excited and then you get let down, you don't get the role, it pushes your spirit down a little bit.
So yes,
you have to keep your head on straight and realize that you can't expect too quickly.
So you do have to have a tough skin in this industry. You've surely had to develop that. What goes on in your head and with your faith to enable you to cope, certainly with the highs, but also the inevitable lows, the knockbacks? If you're doing two, three or four auditions a week, not everyone's saying yes. And it can be rather dispiriting, I'm sure.
Well, look, I've had numerous chats with my parents about it, and the conversation keeps coming up that, look, God's got better things in mind. And I've come to realize that there was another show that I was testing for that I really, really wanted. And I didn't get the show. And this was just before Glee. I was at a really low point after that, being let down from that show. My mom said, look, God's obviously got a better project for you.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I think it was like 2 weeks later, I booked Glee.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So just got to stand strong and realize that he's got my best interest at heart.
What's it been like working on a program like that, Dean?
Oh, man, it's incredible. I mean, it's a normal day-to-day work, but then when you see yourself on international, worldwide TV, it's crazy. Growing up, obviously, I never thought I would be doing a job like this, but it's incredible.
Yes.
there's no words to describe it. To me, it's just really, it's a job, but when somebody asks me about it, I have to remind myself.
Pinch,
you know?
Yourself.
Yeah.
It may seem a funny kind of question to ask you with what's happened in the past, but what are your hopes and dreams and aspirations for the future? Are there any? Or do you just allow them to keep on coming?
The other funny thing is I was in the same acting class, same acting teacher asked me, what would your 17-year-old self think if you told them this was going to be your life? You know, obviously I would be over the moon. A big thing for me is standing strong in my faith. A quote that I always go back to is, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, especially in this industry. And, you know, I only want a film career. Obviously, I've done quite a lot of TV, but I'm shooting for at least 2 movies in the next 2 years. Let's say that.
Okay.
And then you can come in 2 years, you can come back to me yes. And then I'll ask me again.
What do you pray to God about with your career and with the future?
In terms of my faith, I think that's an influence in a good way. There's a lot of darkness surrounding the industry. It would just be good to shine a light. People think of LA, Hollywood, and, you know, shiny and exciting and happy and everything, but it's sort of like a darkness surrounding it. The industry is not necessarily pro-faith. And so there's only a rare few of us that are still real strong in our faith, and I think just to have influence inside the industry and out.
May that light shine brightly. And for a long time, wherever you end up going. Dean Guy, thank you so much indeed for your time. It's been a great treat to talk with you. Thanks for sparing us the time on Open House.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.